Beaufort is the quintessential small seaside town with boutiques, award-winning seafood restaurants, and maritime recreation. Its ties to Blackbeard and wild horses that roam Carrot Island make Beaufort memorable, earning the title America's Favorite Town by Travel and Leisure magazine. Beaufort has its challenges, though. One struggle the town officials and marine scientists are addressing, the occasional flooding that occurs during heavy rain events, and what happens when stormwater flows from here into here.
And the water that it flows into is a big recreational resource and is also a big fishing resource. So the effects matter to a lot of people right away.
Dr. Mike Peeler is a professor at the University of North Carolina's Institute of Marine Sciences in Morehead City.
So our project is focused on stormwater, and stormwater carries with it a bunch of different things, including human pathogens, including nutrients, including sediments, and all those things have different health and environmental effects.
Beaufort has been proactive in addressing stormwater issues in recent years, including development of a watershed planning process and cleaning out and maintaining drainage ditches. Planning Director Kyle Garner says the town also adopted a stormwater fund that puts money into improving and maintaining existing infrastructure, as well as creating new rain gardens and bioretention areas to help deal with runoff.
Not everything that drops here goes into the water body. Some of it is absorbed back into the ground, and that's why we've encouraged more landscaping facilities.
Stormwater that discharges into coastal waters can have a negative impact on human and ecosystem health. Perhaps you've seen the rainbow-colored oil sheen on the road after it rains. This, along with other contaminants like lawn fertilizers or even waste from leaky septic tanks, can end up draining into nearby waterways. Professor at the Institute of Marine Sciences, Dr. Rachel Noble, says a number of factors, such as aging infrastructure and development, make Beaufort susceptible to stormwater entering Taylor's Creek, which runs parallel to the waterfront.
We have the unpredictability of the storms. In the meantime, we have periods of time that we have higher than normal tides. And so when we have those really high tides, all the people that live along here in Beaufort and along Front Street, they know that they see floods because if it's raining and the water used to flow out of the streets into the ocean, but now the ocean is essentially pushing back. There's nowhere for that stormwater to go. And there are periods of time in the streets of Beaufort that we can have, in certain areas, a foot, 2 feet, and even more of water.
The height of the groundwater table also has an impact on how quickly stormwater is absorbed. Dr. Noble says during periods of heavy rain, less space is available for stormwater to soak into the ground.
So we're not in a drought period right now. We're in kind of the opposite. We're in a high groundwater table right now. And so there's very little space for that stormwater to infiltrate.
Even though Beaufort has focused on implementing stormwater mitigation strategies, Planning Director Garner admits more work needs to be done. The town is participating in a 3-year study in partnership with marine scientists to examine how stormwater flowing from Beaufort impacts the Rachel Carson Reserve, which includes Carrot Island, Town Marsh, Bird Shoal, and Horse Island. Dr. Noble is the lead investigator for the collaborative project that involves multiple marine science organizations, including the Rachel Carson Reserve, North Carolina National Estuarine Research Reserve, and the University of North Carolina's Institute of Marine Sciences.
We will characterize the water quality, particularly during storms, coming from the town, and that water basically moves past the Rachel Carson Reserve, where people swim, fish, they recreate, they paddleboard, they're kayaking. So people are in the water and they want it to be clean.
To better understand how stormwater affects estuarine systems, 6 sampling locations have been set up at known sources of major stormwater discharge along Front Street and Beaufort, 2 of which are at the intersections of Orange Street and Gordon Street.
And those stormwater outfalls or those pipes are those that are immediately facing the reserve. So they're the most proximal to the reserve.
Another site which serves as the control is located farther away from Beaufort. Dr. Peeler says they're also employing new water sampling technology, a free-floating device called a hydrosphere that moves with the water currents.
Stormwater is often assessed at a single point, so when it comes out of a stream or when it goes into an estuary. But knowing what's going on at that point, while valuable and a lot better than nothing, is not as valuable as knowing how the effects change as it travels through the body of water.
One of the aims with the project is to create predictive models for shellfish and recreational waters in the reserve. Dr. Peeler says this information will be useful to officials who make the determination to close waters to swimming or shellfishing because of contamination.
So is it safe for people to swim? Is it safe for people to take oysters? This project hopefully will contribute a great deal to that directly. And it also will contribute to our understanding of how not only human health, but environmental health is affected by stormwater.
In addition to identifying stormwater problems for the town, Dr. Noble says they will also make recommendations on how to address the issues.
Of the problems that exist in the town of Beaufort, like flooding, like standing water, like contamination in the streets or contamination in certain areas, we will be able to help them prioritize what those problems are so that they can begin to tackle the most important ones. If we don't prioritize them, then any town is left with a litany of problems, and they don't really know how to select one over the other in terms of importance.
This guidance is something planning director for Beaufort, Kyle Garner, says is helpful due to the town's unique stormwater challenges.
They bring some expertise to the table that we don't have in improving the water quality. But by doing so, they also bring expertise in the engineering on how we may be able to work on some areas and retrofit them.
Beaufort isn't the only town that's focused on better managing wastewater. There are other projects in Dare County, Atlantic Beach, Wrightsville Beach, and Wilmington, all areas that are experiencing growth. Coastal researchers agree the collaborative stormwater project in Beaufort serves as a model to other municipalities to help balance development with conservation. Once again, Dr. Peeler.
It's a big question these days looking at urban coasts because so many people want to live near the coast. And if your place is like we are here and you have wonderful water quality and lots of intact habitats, we think it's worth the effort to try and balance the two.
Dr. Peeler expects to have quantifiable results from the monitoring sites by the end of summer. And by year's end, they'll have a better sense of how stormwater impacts the coastal reserve and the magnitude of any potential human health risks. Scientists will continue to collect and monitor the seven testing sites for the next year.